Okay, I tend to talk fast when I'm nervous. So if I'm going too fast, just yell at me. This is the first time I've ever said this out loud. So when I was 19, I was single and I was pregnant and I was scared. And I struggled from that day forward. I struggled to believe I was worthy of God's love. I couldn't believe Jesus was meant to save me. I truly thought I wasn't worth saving. I had a messy life. Could I really be forgiven? I'd made my share of mistakes in the past, and after some really bad stumbles off of God's path for me, I met Bruce. And, well, at least I had somebody to stumble with. By the time I was 24, I had a failed marriage and a blended family, and we were trying to figure out how to coexist. Before I was baptized, my every thought revolved around Bruce and the kids. And to be fair, I always put the kids first, which caused issues in our marriage. We went to marriage counseling with our then pastor, but every session ended with another argument. It felt hopeless, so we stopped going. On August 29th, 2011, I was baptized a Christian. Since then, I've spent some years knowing that I'm a believer, but still unsure. Kind of like opening the front door, but keeping the chain hooked and kind of just peeking out at Jesus, but not letting him in. Bruce has helped me see myself as somebody that's worthy. Even when we fought, we loved each other. We still do, I think. We have the same look on marriage. Divorce is not an option. So getting through our different viewpoints was hard. And after some fights and crashes, I came to realize that I was putting all of my faith and my hopes and my dreams on Bruce. Any man is going to crumble under that kind of pressure. And yeah, I admitted that, honey. Anyway, I had Bruce and some other really important people to help me realize Jesus' love for me is unconditional. As soon as we started attending church as a family, I could see the differences in the attitudes of Bruce and myself. I saw us grow and learn to understand each other better. People were praying for us, and we were praying for them. The blessings of being believers and followers were bountiful. Bruce had full-time work, the girls were doing well, and we moved out of the trailer into a house. We still had one big issue, though, that we didn't really know how to handle, and that was Timmy. Timmy had been out of control for many years. Things progressively got worse. We put in an application. Bruce, do you want to bring me a tissue? Sorry, I practiced so I wouldn't do this. We put in an application at the Bald Eagle Boys camp, but we were told there was a possible wait, like 4 months, which is kind of long when you're dealing with what we were dealing with. We knew that camp would be good for Timmy, but with the wait list, I started looking for other options because things weren't going so smooth. I thought we might need a remedy sooner than that. After a really late night of struggling with Timmy, he and I ended up in the waiting room at the Meadows Psychiatric Center again. He was angry and out of control, and he told me he didn't want me waiting for his room to be ready and I should just go. This broke my heart because I knew I wouldn't be able to see him for a couple days and I was going to miss him. He insisted I leave, so I left, and it was early morning hours by then. I cried the whole way home. I cried when I got home. I cried in the bathroom. I cried in the kitchen. I cried. And then I prayed. I prayed like I never prayed before. I prayed for a sign. I prayed for help. And I prayed for a solution. Less than 12 hours later, we got a call from the boys' camp that they had a position open up for Timmy, and they were ready to start enrollment. God answers prayers, guys. I was already faithful when God gave us our miracle, and nothing will ever shake that. Since I finally dropped that chain and let Jesus in the door, I'm happy now. I'm blessed. I finally feel peace. I'm a lot more patient with my family, and I'm more understanding. And I know that I'm not perfect. I'm still a sinner, and I'm still struggling, but I'm forgiven and I live for Jesus, so I have no fear. That's it. Thanks.